in the middle of Bahab. We're in Ha of Bahab, the Thursday tomorrow, today. Bahab is two times a year, Monday, Thursday, and Monday. It originally was a fast day. It's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Originally it was a fast day. Most people don't fast anymore. We say slichas, a special slichas for Bahab. And the reason, there's a few reasons given. One reason is that Pesach and Sukkot have a tremendous amount of mitzvahs. And the chances that you did everything right are very minimal. So therefore, or we did everything right, not you. The chances that anyone did everything right is very minimal. And therefore, they instituted three fast days, Monday, Thursday, and Monday, the first Monday after Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and the first Monday after Rosh Chodesh Iyar is Bahab, starts Bahab. We say Slichas, and again, some people fast, most people don't fast, and that's one reason. Another reason is, not because of all the mitzvahs, did the mitzvahs, Masami, you did mitzvahs. And even if you didn't do the mitzvahs, that's just not doing something right. But Yontif and Chol HaMoed are times of extra simcha, and extra simcha leads to Kalas Rosh, and Kalas Rosh leads to Gili Arayis, and people get too social, men, women, whatever, and there could be a lot of averas are done during Yontif time. And therefore, out of that, they made these days of Slicha after Sukkot and Pesach. Another reason it's brought down is because this is when the weather changes. After Pesach, it becomes spring and summer, as the winter goes away, most of the time. Here in Israel, sometimes the winter stays a little while. And after Sukkot, the winter comes, and it changes from fall to winter. And the Shinui Veset, the change of weather, the change of what you were used to, usually is a very negative thing health-wise. And therefore, to ask for rachamim, that our health should remain okay, even though the seasons are changing, right? So we have these three fast days. Yeah.
Why is it Bahab now and not last
week? Because it has to be a Shabbos before the Monday that's outside of Nisan and outside of Tishrei. So last Shabbos was still Rosh Chodesh. So you couldn't be Mevorech on that Shabbos, the people who are going to fast on Bahab. The Shabbos before, we say a special Mishabera for the people who fast Bahab. And if the Shabbos is still in Nisan or in Tishrei, so we push it off to the next week. It's the first Monday after the first Shabbos that's in Iyar and in Cheshvan. That's how it works. Right, you don't fast in Nisan and Tishrei also. The minig is not to say Tachlin the end of Tishrei either.
Making the Mishaber, though.
Right, Mishaber, same thing, because you don't want to mention people fasting when it's still Nisan or it's still Tishrei.